97 WIRX.
Hey!
Everything that rocks.
Good morning, Rock Hunter.
All right, usually we bring up what we talk about off air. This time, no.
We can't talk about this topic we cannot talk about.
Not even in the podcast.
We have been better about not talking too much in between stuff because boss man Bill is very strict about having us not talk about anything off air because usually that's the best stuff. So don't worry, boss man Bill. We only talk about inappropriate things that we can't discuss on air.
Boss Man Bill. We haven't seen Boss Man Bill in a while.
I do want to talk about this, though. It's so funny to me.
I know.
It just brings up good, fun memories.
It's hilarious.
But probably not just in case our wives are
listening. We'll have to ask Boss Man Bill. Play his theme real quick.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe we'll give Boss Man Bill a... Bill.
He's been on vacation, man.
Yes.
It's all right. He'll be back soon anyway. We'll see whether or not we can discuss what we were just discussing off air, on air.
He's going to say, hell no.
He'll be like, why do you guys ask stupid questions?
Right.
Stop it. You're giving me more gray hairs. Hey, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today by Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Clickety clack.
Actually, you know what we were just talking about off air? It kind of works with this. This next story. Now, this sounds made up. All right, it sounds like something that creepy dudes like you or I would make up to try and get their ladies to do something that normally isn't what they like to do.
Yeah.
So, according to a new study out of Leiden University in the Netherlands, when a lady swallows...
Okay.
Hug up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? When a lady gets all Miss Pac-Man-y on you, it actually helps out future pregnancies.
Really?
Because it reduces your chances of a miscarriage. So, the researchers think it might be because ingesting the man's happy sauce...
Yeah, okay.
Helps prepare the woman's body for pregnancy and gets her body used to the stuff.
It was a study done by a male?
From what I gather, the study was published in the Journal of Reproductive Immunology, which is a legitimate medical journal, by the way. Now, the big question is, even though this is legitimate science, was it still a study cooked up by some creepy dudes? There are 10 authors credited in this study. And one of them that you could find, actually, for the bios, a majority of them are women.
Really?
So it's women scientists behind this study saying that, ladies, if you swallow the go-go juice from a man, it'll help out with pregnancy. Or it could help out with pregnancy.
I think we need to do some tests.
I always did. Yeah, no joke. Could I be part of this test? Yeah, can I get the study done?
I think we need to do some more studying.
I always use the line that it was good for their teeth.
Oh.
Babe, I'm just trying to help out your teeth.
You like white teeth? You want white teeth?
Yeah, do you want white teeth? Do you want strong teeth?
You want meth mouth?
Babe, I'm just looking out for your chompers.
You know? Because this is going to make your teeth bright and white. Imagine that as seen for TV commercial.
You know, in college, there was a couple times when I was real hard pressed for getting money, so I did a couple of those medical studies. Why wasn't this one ever on the board?
No kidding.
At the health center.
No kidding.
Instead, I'm eating brownies and feeling a slight itch.
Yeah. You know what else helps us, the pregnancy?
What's that?
Yeah, you throw in a few more tens. You know, add like 2 tens to the mix. That'll help it. That'll get the go-go juice going.
That'll get it going. So, yeah, ladies, if you're trying to get knocked up, you know, do your man a favor.
Yeah.
Hog up. Hog up.
The sound effect.
Baby, you give me Pac-Man fever. Hog up. Hog up. That's why I love Miss Pac-Man. She always swallowed. Yeah.
Could you forward that study to me?
That bow on her head was used for cleanup.
Oh, dude. All right. All right.
Hog up.
Oh.
Hog up.
Miss Pac-Man.
Hog up. All those ghosts were white because they were exhausted.
Oh, man.
They were drained, baby. Lastly, back in 1987, Mike Tyson was at the peak of his power. You remember the game Knockout?
Oh, yeah.
At the very end, you had to beat Mike Tyson?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? Nintendo planning on re-releasing the game on the Switch game system later this month. He's replaced by a character, though, Mr. Dream. It's not Mike Tyson. It's Mr. Dream.
You couldn't pay him enough?
No. I don't know. Tyson is not happy about being replaced. He went so far as to call out Nintendo on Twitter.
Don't piss off Mike Tyson.
Yeah, why would you piss off Mike Tyson?
You know?
He's going to go down there and beat up all those dorks at Nintendo. He's literally going to murder everyone there with one punch each. Yeah,
right. Just right one swing. There. He's going to bite all their ears off.
Hag him! Hag him! That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.